Yoongi slumped back into his chair, occasional red flickering in his eyes as he ran his fingers through his hair. I just care too much. He quietly hissed through gritted teeth, but in your weakened state, you weren't able to fully hear it. Yet it was obvious that the demon was struggling, so you slowly propped yourself up on your elbow and turned towards him, extending your hand for his. For a second he didn't react, then his shoulders relaxed with an inaudible sigh and he grasped your hand, holding it in his as you nuzzled your head into the pillow. Silence spread between the two of you, only interrupted by the glances you exchanged until your eyes fluttered close and you fell asleep. And only then did Yoongi's expression harden again, because he could feel how cold your skin was, almost as cold as his own body. For some reason, it made him shiver for the first time in 17.500 years. The demon kept sitting there, watching over you, waiting for what was about to happen. The dark seemed even darker than usual when Yoongi grew aware of the silent, unhuman footsteps on the floor and slowly sat up. He was still sleeping and apparently the intruder had noticed. The door was opened very carefully and then a silver-haired figure slipped into the room with a silent swish. Jimin closed the door quietly and then turned around to the bed. Yoongi couldn't make out any sign of movement or emotion in his face or as the young girl took in the scenery. How long has she been sleeping for? He finally whispered and Yoongi shrugged. A few hours, I presume. He mumbled back just as quietly. I haven't been counting. Jimin's glance wandered over to him. You don't agree with this at all, he murmured. It wasn't a question and Yoongi didn't react to it in any way. The youngest stare was so sharp it almost penetrated the black-haired devil. Are you gonna get it? In our way? He asked. There was a hint of judgment and fear in it. And Yoongi's face twitched, a sign of emotion for just a millisecond. No. He finally replied after a moment, slowly and carefully as if his tongue was struggling against an invisible hurdle to form the words. I won't, he said. Jimin breathed an inaudible breath of relief before he stepped towards the bed, sinking down on the edge across from Yoongi. Are you sure you want to watch? He asked. And this time he sounded soft, almost concerned as his glance wandered towards your face that looked tired even while you were fast asleep. Yoongi crossed his arms in front of his chest. I'm not leaving. The younger's glance lingered on his figure for a second more before he turned away and lifted to her hand to wipe a few strands of your hair out of your face. You look awful, sweetie. He mumbled warmly. But the sudden bright redness in his eyes took the feeling of compassion and worry out of his words. Don't worry, it's not going to take long, he whispered, before he lowered his head over your face and after a second of hesitation, pressed his lips onto yours. Yoongi could hear the tiny pained sound that escaped your dry throat as Jimin took his part of your soul, and he watched coldly as the bright ball of light in your chest started to flicker. Jimin, he finally hissed after what felt like an eternity to him. You're done. The younger demon pulled himself back from your figure with visible unwillingness. The look in his eyes was ecstatic, almost animalistic, as he licked his pink lips. God, he rasped, running his fingers through his hair. She's so good. Yoongi's fist balled on the armrest of his chair, but he controlled himself. Out. He said, so quiet only a devil's ears could hear it. Jimin sighed deeply and took an insecure step back. His aura was looming with power and it made Yoongi grimace in disgust while the weakening thump of your heartbeat was resonating within his head. With a few big steps, full of a powerful spring, Jimin walked towards the door and left the room. He didn't look back once and Yoongi bit his lips to prevent himself from doing something stupid. The old devil let in his follow demons one after another, quietly watching as everyone took their turn. Some were gentle, Hozo Kinjin quite hesitant, and as far as Yoongi could tell, they took away less than they could have. Some a bit more eager, like Taeyong. Jungkook took his time as always. He was young, inexperienced, and Yoongi watched with growing unrest as your face twisted into a grimace of unconscious pain as the young table's lips came to rest on yours. Jungkook could tell and pulled back sooner than later. He rushed out without saying anything else, but his eyes were full of emotion and Yoongi's anger subsided immediately. Namjoon was the last to enter. As always, he seemed calm, full of control when he approached your bed and looked down on you. Your face was even more pale than before and your breaths are a lot more labored. Not much more, and you would be gone. A soulless being to be buried behind the castle like all the other unfortunate Shias before you. She looks peaceful, Namjoon commented. His voice was surprisingly quiet and almost rough, making Yoongi lift his glance from your face that he had been watching for the past he didn't know how many hours. More peaceful than ever, if you ask me. Surprisingly, Yoongi admitted unwillingly, despite this whole process is a less than peaceful, he grimaced, but that's to be expected. Namjoon's glance rested on the other's figure now. You aren't going to do this, am I correct? He asked. There was no anger in his voice, no subliminal criticism or frustration. He sounded almost understanding, if not apologetic. Yoongi's face darkened. Do I have a choice? He replied, and his tone was sharp. Namjoon shrugged. You always have a choice, he answered. The question is whether she will appreciate that choice or not. Yoongi raised his glance again, watching the leader stand at the end of your bed, not moving a muscle. There was no way of telling what was going on in his mind, but Yoongi had never been scared of Namjoon or of confronting him. You're not going to either, he assumed loud, and an expression of surprise crossed his face as the other shook his head. No, Namjoon replied, and now he sounded softer than ever. He walked around the bed until he reached your side, extended his hand and let it rest on your icy skin. Still asleep, a little sound left your lips at the touch, and your head moved towards the gentle hand ever so slightly as if you were searching for some comfort. Namjoon's eyes filled with warmth. I can't, he said, before he looked back at Yoongi. The letter tried a weak smile. Me neither. What? Jin's voice was quiet, dangerously quiet, and Yoongi threw Namjoon a short glance. Anger was dancing in the eyes of the oldest, anger in something else, a feeling of betrayal. Before anyone could say anything, Jin lifted his fist, hesitating only for a second midair. Then there was a twitch in his face and he rammed his fist onto the kitchen table. With a loud crash, the wooden surface given into the sheer strength behind the punch and cracked, breaking in half under a second punch of the oldest demon who seemed to be barely able to control himself. You're telling me? He hissed, ignoring the mess next to him completely. You made us take parts of her soul and then decided for yourselves you didn't feel like it? Yoongi could see Jungkook flinching in the background. The expression of the youngest was one of guilt and maybe desperation even. The same form of pain that was evident in Jin's eyes. Hoseok noticed as well. He stepped up to Jungkook and slightly nudged him in the back, ripping him out of his haze. Why? Hoseok then asked the question that was lingering in the room. Namjoon said I couldn't. The leader's words interrupted. Made everyone's eyes widen. As far as the demons knew, Namjoon wasn't someone to go back on his word, let alone admit that he made a mistake. The tall demon now shook his head and leaned back against the kitchen counter with a sigh. I couldn't, and so couldn't Yoongi. The other nodded, lost in thoughts. And now? It was Taeyang who had spoken up, the least unfazed among them, lazily leaning against the doorframe. What now? Yoongi looked up. She's sleeping for now. We don't know for how long, but she's definitely closer to a demon now than she was before. Sloth huffed, almost condescending. What a surprise. He pushed himself off the doorframe. Now, June, what will you do? The leader's shoulders tensed up. It's too late to send her back to the surface, I'm afraid. His voice sounded much more secure than he seemed to be actually feeling. We don't have a choice. Either we let her continue in the state or we finish the turning. There's nothing else we can do. Yoongi agreed with a silent nod. His dark eyes were searching for some form of reaction in the other demons' faces. Do you think she could go back to the surface? It was Jungkook who asked, voice quiet as usual, looking up at the leader from below. Namjoon breathed a quiet sigh. I don't know, Jungkook, he replied. I'm afraid she would be too different. He shook his head. What she is right now? We've never had a situation like this. Jimin hummed in agreement. It could be a problem, he concurred with Jan Namjoon's word. What if... Yoongi knew he was going to be interrupted even before it actually happened. Suddenly, a quiet sound came from above them, soon growing louder and louder despite the thick walls in its way. It was a scream, they realized. A rough, pained, unhuman scream of pure torture. It sounded like an invisible hand collected a few hundred of all the death screams the Seven Sons had ever caused and combined them into one. Heart-wrenching, bone-chilling anguish not even the devils could escape. One short glance was enough before Yoongi grimaced and vanished into nothingness within milliseconds, Jin falling off the bat, and after exchanging another glance, the rest of the demons followed. The assembly in front of the door that was barely muffling the animalistic screams behind it. Jin and Yoongi at the front looked at each other for a second before Yoongi snipped his fingers and the door swung open quietly. They were greeted with the sight of you spasming, curling, trembling in your bed. The sheets entangled within your limbs as you tossed from side to side in an attempt to ease all the consuming pain in your chest. Jungkook couldn't prevent a silent gasp and Jimin rested his hand on his back to try and calm him down. That answers your question, whispered Ho-seok. He didn't have to be quiet. The presence of the Seven Sons went unnoticed by you. But for some reason, all of them tried to be silent. We can't leave her in this state. Jimin threw Namjoon a short glance, fingers pressing into Jungkook's skin a bit more when he realized the emotional expression on the leader's face. Something they had never seen on him before. Namjoon, Jin mumbled. He had noticed Rat's state too. What should we do? The taller demon was as stiff and silent as rock. The only movement that indicated he was still alive was the flicker in the dark red eyes. He didn't reply, nor was there any sign of him recognizing Jin's voice. In the end, it was Yoongi who clenched his fist and stepped forward. Let me handle it, he rasped, and the others agreed in sheer silence before he stepped up to the bed and looked down on you, still restlessly fighting against the pain in between the sheets. Your skin was glistening from all the sweat and the demon could see in your eyes that there was nothing more than agony within you. They reminded him of the eyes of an animal right before being eaten, wild and scared and almost insane. Your hands were constantly twitching towards your chest as you frantically rubbed and scratched the skin right over where your heart was, as if you were trying to rip it out to end your torture. Yoongi's expression darkened and he reached for your hands. Not even the cool touch of his skin could calm you down. And with inhuman strength, he forced your arms away from you effortlessly. It'll be over soon, he whispered as he bowed over you, unsuccessfully trying to catch and hold you stiff. Blank glance, pinning your wrists against the mattress with his unyielding grip. Let me help you, sweetheart.